Brad, what have you done now?
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. On demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Loving, loving, loving. WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now can you get that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
Please welcome your hosts, Brad Gilmore, Ashley Imani, and DJ Motai.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the one and only. Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand. Yeah.
On demand.
Yes.
Oh.
Who is that? Who is that voice that I hear?
Who is it?
Is it Naughty Money?
Money, babe.
Money, what's up, girl?
What's up? I miss you guys.
I miss you too. Where have you been?
In Never Never Land.
Never. Well, that's a far way away.
Okay, all right.
Say what up to Michael and to Peter Pan.
I will.
While you're over there.
You know.
What have you been up to, girl? It's been a while since we heard your voice.
I've been working on my music. Work's been slamming me.
Work's
only
been
slamming you? Uh-huh. It's an interesting verb to use.
It's been slamming me.
That's an interesting sentence.
It's pretty much
sentence.
What they've been doing. They've been working the hell out of me.
Yeah? they've been working they've been working you dry?
Yeah. Pretty much. I only have one day off now, so which is this day, so that's cool.
This day. That's why we're potting today.
We're potting today.
It has been a while. We actually just had like a nice little catch-up chat. Before the show started.
Very interesting
chat. But you've gone through some changes, Monty. You have like a different hair. You have different hair now.
I always have different hair.
Different hairstyle. Well, do you go through different hair like every like what quarter? Like what
yeah, I just like change. And then you know what? I was gonna brand this purple hair, but apparently everyone else is deciding to do that too. I'm not going to speak any names.
I saw some names. I saw like the Diamond, you know, Diamond the rapper.
Yeah, Diamond. I wasn't really counting her, but I mean, even in Houston.
Okay. So, are you saying people trying to bop you, Monty?
Pretty much.
Boppers?
Pretty much.
Hey, boppers, listen up, boppers. Like, ain't go down
that.
Like that.
It ain't going to stop me.
Purple hair is
purple
Monty's
hair. Purple hair was Monty's, all right? But since you broke. Busted ass bitches are trying to steal it. She's flip mode on the game.
Broke,
there you go,
busted
Monty.
Ass Real bitches.
I've got a promo for you. That's right. That's how we do it. I'm learning.
And then Motai's so live because he spent some of my music in the club the other day and he Snapchatted me.
What club? What club were you spinning in?
What club was that?
I don't know.
Oh, I was at, all right, so last you know, Labor Day weekend, man, I worked 4 days in a row. Which
that's
is
right.
Actually pretty dope.
That is dope.
I think it was at Social Junkie and Cafe 4212 and then the Mosaic.
Oh, man. So boom, boom,
and
boom.
And then 4212 again.
Then 4212 again.
Yeah.
Look at that. Everyone's on a roll.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad.
What have you been doing, Bradley?
Man, I've been doing me. I've been doing a lot of reality wrestling work. Hey, where's my business cards? Motai, grab one of those. See on the top of the secretary over there?
Yeah.
The stack of business cards. Can you grab one for me?
Let me just roll over here.
I've been working hard. Not only am I an on-camera persona and personality and character for reality wrestling. Monty, why don't you read them? What's my title? Read my title.
Oh, yeah. This is cool.
He's the director of technology.
That's right.
Webmaster.
Director.
Okay.
Man, let me tell you something. I read that. I was like, Brad ain't no director of no technology shit. He doesn't know anything. I was like, but you know what? Props to him.
Yeah, how are you
congratulations,
the director
man.
Of technology?
I'm the director of technology.
What do you do
for
exactly?
realityofwrestling.com.
Well, all right, so,
what, do you
so
do exactly?
What are your job duties?
My job duty, I'm the guy, I update the site, I put new sliders up, I put the tickets up, new merchandise, roster page, championships, articles. I'm that guy. I direct that website, and then I've also become pretty much the personal IT man for Queen Charmel Huffin. She calls me every day with some kind of IT question. How do I do this on the computer? How do I do that? And what's funny is I don't really know a lot about
exactly.
computers,
I was just
but
gonna
I know
say that.
But I know just enough to answer all of her questions.
All the basic questions.
So it's like I know how to do everything. I'm just not the most talented at it, but I am your director of technology. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Okay.
Now, Monty, last time we talked to you, you were trying to be employee of the week. Did you ever get in the finals?
You know, it's an insult because both of you keep saying trying to be employee of the week. I was the employee of the week. There is a big difference.
Well, okay.
I didn't try that.
During the work week, there's 5 days. You have 1 day off. So you just got to shine.
How many days is that? Did you say five?
Shine.
Did you say 5 days with 1 day off?
Yeah, I didn't know there's 5 days in a work week.
Yeah, to work Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
No.
And you get one off, right? Well, how many days a week do you work?
6 days a week.
Oh, you work six.
So you work five days a week.
I work on the weekend. What? No, I work 6 days a week.
And you only get one day off.
I only get one day off.
Okay.
Well, damn.
So you mean, okay. So you got to shine for 6 days.
All right.
And then you get employee of the week. So you're telling me if you shine for 24 days, you get employee of the month?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a new employee of the week every week?
Mm-hmm.
And I still say y'all need to do like a battle royale. Come to the next reality wrestling show. We'll get all four employees of the week in the ring.
Yep.
Over the top rope style.
Yep.
Last woman standing is your diva employee of the
hair
month.
Hair weave killer.
Hair weave killer employee of the month.
That's right.
There you go.
I mean, and then at my job, it's harder for us to get that because we're not hairstylists. So most of the time, the people who get the employees of the week are the hairstylists because they're the ones who pretty much are bringing in the money.
So what is your job title?
I am now assistant manager. I have the keys. I'm the key holder.
Key holder.
You know, just a little light.
We got a director
light.
Of tech and a key holder.
Yeah.
And a DJ.
And I'm pretty much over their marketing, too. I've changed their face of Instagram.
Oh.
Made it a little more neat, you know.
Wow, there you go.
But I mean, you know, it's teamwork.
You need to get one of these cards with this title on it. Now.
I know.
Yeah, you need
right?
director of Instagram
and webmaster.
I'm going to set up a meeting with the owners and see
yeah,
if
we need,
can make
we need
that
to get
happen.
That business card. We all need to work our way up of director of tech. Well, I do want to take this fun conversation we're having into a more sad tone.
Oh, no.
Lord.
We do know, like, a few weeks ago, we lost comedic genius Robin Williams, which is so sad.
I'm so sad.
Yeah, I know.
He was, like, my hero.
That was, like, everyone's, like, childhood was Robin Williams. I mean, you know, we talked about Aladdin and Flubber. You remember Flubber?
Oh, yeah.
And Flubber, Jumanji.
Hook.
There's a really
was
good
my,
like
one of my favorites.
Yeah,
there's a really good picture I saw. It's like I'll show you guys, but continue.
Yeah, I mean, so many people, and then like the next day or 2 days later, a famous Hollywood actress from back in the day, Lauren Bacall, she died at age 89, which was sad. But you know, there's this thing in Hollywood where they say that celebrities die in threes. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
It's called the Hollywood curse. So whenever one celebrity dies,
two more
is going to follow rather soon, right?
Wow.
Oh, that is a really cool picture. There's a picture like Robin Williams holding like a Peter Pan mask. There's a Miss Doubtfire.
Genie.
He's at the Vanity Fair.
Why Popeye? He was Popeye. When?
He played Popeye in the 90s. That was Bicentennial Man. And then that's the dude from Fern Gully. What was the name of this bat
that.
From Fern Gully? What was the name? I forgot about Fern Gully.
Damn,
oh,
I didn't
man,
see that.
You didn't see
Fern Gully? That was a good Disney movie.
Damn.
It's like a very like political message of like they're tearing down trees and they're like killing people in the forest animals. Really good.
Shitload of Disney movies.
So they die in threes, and then I found out right before we're doing this podcast on a Thursday, it's September 4th. It's Beyonce's birthday. It's Emerson Lindley, my best friend, and Kyle Hubbard's birthday, so shout out to them. But I found out right before we started rolling that one of my favorite comedians of all time, someone I've talked about openly on the show for like since we've started this thing of being one of my favorite biggest influences, Joan Rivers, passed away.
What?
Joan Rivers has passed away. She died. I mean, she stopped breathing, had cardiac arrest during a routine throat operation last Thursday, and then she was on life support, and she unfortunately died just a few hours ago at the time we're doing this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. She was definitely like, I mean, one of the funniest women. I mean, the funniest woman of all time. Such a major influence to the comedic culture as a whole. And, you know, she used to fill in for Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show back in the day.
I know what you're talking about now. Okay.
Most famous show is Fashion.
She had a bunch of plastic surgery.
She did. She actually said it was one of the greatest lines ever. She said, "When I die, they're gonna. I've had so much plastic surgery that when I die, they're gonna donate my body to Tupperware." I mean, just one of those ladies who's just so funny.
But look how beautiful she was before she did all that.
Yeah.
Why do they do that? I heard they get really addicted to plastic surgery. It's probably an addiction.
But, you know, the lady was also, like, in these pictures here, Monty, she's, like, in her 80s. You know, she's 80. She's 81, you know, right here. So, I mean, for 81, she looks pretty good. You know what I'm saying? She might have some plastic surgery, but she looks right. She's 81. She's looked good. You know, she had the very popular show on E Network called Fashion Police, which I mean, I liked watching Fashion Police. Even my father, my 69-year-old father, liked watching Fashion Police.
I think I've seen that like twice.
Yeah, I mean, literally, I just saw her on TV. She did a big VMA and Emmy special. Yeah, and it's just really sad. You know, I'm really sad about it because she was such an influence to everybody, comedically. A lady definitely known for saying whatever she wanted, whenever she wanted to, being very blunt. So, you know, I'm miss Joan Rivers.
Rest in peace, Joan.
Rest in peace. Rest in paradise. I know she's in a better place now, not in pain anymore. So that's always the, you know, the, I'm a glass half full guy.
What did they say she died from?
She was on life support. Well, she stopped breathing during a routine throat operation and went into cardiac arrest, and they had her on life support. And she unfortunately died just a few hours ago at the time we're doing this. So rest in peace, Joan Rivers. I'm a glass half full type of person. So, you know, I said this about Robin Williams when he passed away. You know, remember the best and forget the rest. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to do with Joan Rivers. We're going to remember her whole career spanning several decades. One of the funniest women of all time. So rest in peace, Joan. We have a good show for y'all today, though. On the bright side of things.
Okay.
Great show today. We have Sheriff 1F. Sharif's on the show. We had a nice little block, Monty, last Thursday where we like did like three interviews.
Was this last Thursday or two Thursdays
ago? I don't remember. It may have been two Thursdays ago.
It was last Thursday.
Whatever, whenever it was.
What happened last Thursday? Why the hell didn't I come again?
I don't know,
girl.
You
didn't pick up your phone, girl.
Yeah.
No, it was supposed to be on the call, right?
Nah. No, you're supposed to be here.
No.
Yeah.
It was either, yeah.
No,
yeah.
You said you had something to do.
This was Thursday before last that you were supposed to be here. But it doesn't matter. You're here now, Monty, and that's what counts.
I just feel bad. You know?
Monty's here. Motai's here. Brad Gilmore's here. And it's a great thing. Now, what do y'all have anything coming up y'all want to talk about before we throw it in the DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix? Motai looks so confused.
Well, see, I mean, you know, we're all right, so
he was thinking. That was his deep thought.
That was the most Asian face I've ever seen.
Oh, I don't know. Let me sing for 5 minutes.
What do I have to do? Do I have anything coming up?
Oh, my gosh.
No, because, you know, Thursday. Today's Thursday. Show airs
on Monday. That's correct.
Airs on Monday. So I have to, like, think, like, 2 weeks ahead or almost 2 weeks ahead.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well, I don't have anything.
Well, tonight, you know, Debonair Lounge.
Cafe yeah, Monday's Debonair Lounge. Cool. Nothing else? Oh, man, I hear the drummers are starting. We got to...
Nothing... I mean, I have something else, but it's not confirmed yet, so...
Nothing confirmed on the books. Monty?
I'm good.
You're good? Well, it's good to hear your voice again, girl.
Yes.
Good to see you. All right, you almost look as good as me today.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying? You know, I set a high bar.
I thought I might have looked a little better.
I set a high bar. We'll let the
you
fans
just
gotta decide.
You got to put the hair on, Brad.
You know, my hair is it's on your level today.
Your hair's pretty nice. I'm not going to lie. Your hair's approaching standards. It's definitely up there. Now, I want to say, you know, like I said, happy birthday, Beyonce. What's up, girl? Get at me.
Happy birthday,
Get at me, girl. We need
Virgo,
we need,
you know. We need, Virgo, her, oh, Michael yeah. Jackson, and Imani, you know, the
your,
greatest.
Your birthday is coming up. No, your birthday just passed. Your birthday just passed. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Happy Motai belated. Was late. Motai told me happy birthday late. It's all good.
It's all good. I told you on time.
You told me on time.
That's right, girl.
I did.
Tay owes me cheesecake.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha cha cha.
Happy birthday to you.
I can't sing.
Happy birthday, dear Monty.
Monty Bennett.
I knew that was coming. I knew it was coming.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha cha cha. Woo.
And I want to give a shout out to once again Emerson Lindley. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Kyle Hubbard. Happy birthday, my grandfather would have been like really old. He would have been 90.
Today?
Yeah, and tomorrow. He would have been 90. He was born in 1919.
Oh, yeah, so you said happy birthday today to Beyonce, but it's Monday.
Well, I know, but at the time we're doing this. Okay. Let's see. What would he been? He was born in 1919. It's 2014. So what is that? 95?
I guess so.
94, 95.
Man, don't
and
ask,
then
don't
my nephew Preston turns 4 years old today. So on Aww, this Monday. So
Preston.
Happy birthday, Preston. Preston.
Happy birthday.
So we're going to have to get into DJ Motai's one and only. Oh, it's September 13th, morning. Reality Wrestling. So check us out. We're about to get into DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix here on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. Forget, then we'll be forget. Back with our interview with Sheriff the 1F.
Sharif.
Stay Motai. Tuned. Boom.
Nobody like you. Now, everywhere I go, at the end of the day, I gotta see your pretty face. But hey, ooh, it's nobody like you. I get so lonely living life without you. I sure wish I did it right. Toss and turn every night. Oh, no, 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 no. Hey, 'cause I've been around the world, been in a lot of places, seen all these pretty faces, but hey, ooh, it's nobody like you. Everywhere I go, at the end of the day, I gotta see your pretty face, but nobody like you. Thank you.
me to meet her in Bed-Stuy on Friday, 4:45. I could barely get a break in them thighs. Yeah, we on the creek. R.I.P. Left Eye. I ain't on Kelly, but I'm making Kelly got that vibe. I push my pride aside, slide aside till she tied. Been in it for so long, I might retire. Whether like a carnival with an article said I was fine. I ain't from there, but I come there, and I'm like a girl in Crown Heights. I ain't from there, but I come there, and I better walk around at night. I'm in Bed-Stuy with a red eye, I'm the shit in Bushwick. Blowing cushion, black bush, Brooklyn. Atlantic Cab, I'm Dollar Van, I'm Fulton Hall, I'm Johnny Pam, I'm Lafayette, I'm Utica, I'm Malcolm X, I'm Ocean Ave, I'm Empire, New Windsor Ave, I'm Flatbush, I'm Connecticut, I'm Keys Highway, Prospect Park, Linden, Portland Road, I'm Brooklyn Road, I'm South Road, I'm Fastlands, I'm Union Hall, I'm Golden Crust, Crown Fried, Bed-Stuy, Churchified, I'm Picking Ave, that Rock Away, I'm Museum First Saturdays, on the Parkway, on Labor Day, I'm your son, DJ.
Shit, and this is for those who thought I failed. I hope my success bring you niggas hell. overlooked. Though you still a bitch in my dick, I see you shine. Yeah, and this is for those who thought I fail. I hope my success bring you niggas hell. I salute
you. Got that body I wanna do. Damn girl, I'm feeling you. So let's just do. And me, I'm in that place you wanna be. Yeah girl, I'm talking VIP. So let's just be. So let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor. Forget what we came for. Cause tomorrow is way too soon. We don't need no fancy cars. Still a living shoes and stars. Forget your phone, let's have some fun.
You're perfect like the Huxtables, but I'm just trying to figure out if I love you though. Cause you know what they say about your type, off-white, model like, only order salads right. But see, with an accent that's thick as hell, real sweet, with some eyes like you're from Brazil. And well, I can tell that you're feeling this, and in them Louis Vuittons, girl, you be killing it. This is something that I've been on, and your body I can send on. Friend zone, I'm just asking what the fuck is that? You not trying to fall in love, good luck with that. Cause your mama say better get stuck with that, and your friends say he is where the buzz is at. So, why you trying to act mean, girl, when you know your boy tighter than them skinny jeans, girl. Spit like a list, but I gotta keep it clean, girl. You just gotta try me once, I'm a fiend, girl. Dream, girl. Something like Beyonce ring, girl. Something like Beyonce one day. Maybe a bunch of kids like the Brady. Trying to say the world, why cleft on some Haiti. Lately, baby, I've been thinking I can change for you. Got a boy playing a new game
so
for you.
Let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor.
To the sun, you worked all day, got a little bit done. That's okay, now the night begins. As long as we don't go home tonight, never ends. So, oh, yo, we way past go. Collect 200, now let's head to the show. See your favorite band with a drink in the hand. The way you look at me, it's clear I'm the man. But this ain't about me, this about you. The way you're looking at me is how I'm looking at you. With them cat eye shades, thin little waist, thick gold ass and the lips that taste. Say what you think about, she said nothing. It's easy to see that heart start to pumping, pulse increasing, cheeks start to blushing. But do you wanna be starting some? Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Your mama don't like me, daddy wanna fight me. I don't really care, you down or not. We can hop in the truck, drive far away. And with a little luck, maybe you stay in my bed, rest your head, and we can think about the greatest day.
What's up, everybody? This is your man, Brad Gilmore, a.k.a. Lord Trillmore, and I'm with my guy, the Duke of Debonair, Tay Mitch.
And we want to invite you beautiful people out to the Debonair Lounge this Monday.
You'll be surrounded by positive vibes and hear the best live music in the city of Houston.
Just ask my man, Kirko.
What it do, man? It's Kirko Banks. And every Monday, I need the whole city to come out. My partner, Tay Mitch, and my partner, Brad Trillmore, is going down to the Debonair Lounge, man. Y'all know what it do.
Debonair Lounge, 4212 Alameda Road, doors at 9 p.m.
Hey guys, DJ Motai here, the pan-fried DJ Motai on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. I gotta tell y'all something. This is horrible. This is despicable. No one's trying to steal the moon or, you know, any pyramids or anything. But they're trying to shut down podcasts. We can't let that happen. They're from East Texas, I believe. But you know what? We're going to try to stop this. And what you can do to help us out is go to the Podcast Legal Defense Fund at fundanything.com/patent trolls. Help us out. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand.
We're back with another great interview. We're on a streak. I like to say we're on a streak. You know, Key West, Johnny LaQuasta, Ayla. We got people recording this in the background.
Oh, yeah.
And now we got the next brother to step up to the plate on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. His name is Sharif.
What up? What up?
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How about you?
Dude, I'm good. I mean, I'm not doing as good as your visor is doing. I mean,
it's doing a good job.
His visor's doing an amazing job. Let's start off with this. This is Sharif. We're talking to Sharif. Solar Sharif on Twitter and Instagram and all that.
Yes, sir.
First of all, how you spell it?
Sherif. Yes. It's like sheriff, but with one F.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
It's like sheriff with one F.
There you go.
All right. Explain to me the point of the visor, because everywhere I see you, anywhere, you have this particular visor on. So talk to me about the visor.
Well, the visor, when I was little, I always wanted to wear hats. And hats don't look right on my head.
Did you always have this hairstyle that you got?
I was like 3 years old.
Does it mess up your hair? That's why you wear the visor? Cause, you know,
exactly.
You said you used to wear hats, or wanted to?
I wanted to.
Uh-huh.
Then I did, when I was in Louisiana, I wore beanies. But since my hair, I didn't want to take the beanie off and my hair be all, you know, messed up.
You can curse.
Oh,
yeah.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
And so I wear it like on the tip. But I,
pause.
As you know, like I dance a lot. So when I dance, it would just fall off.
Oh, man.
So I was like, what can I wear?
Put some Velcro on there or something. Or you could have just moved on to
the visor.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, the visor.
You could put some Velcro on there. You racist son of a bitch.
That was.
Anyway, okay, come on. Motown's being a racist.
It wasn't meant that way.
It's cool. But so I decided, it was like whenever I decide to change something about like my appearance, I meditate on it. I draw myself, because I also draw. I actually draw myself wearing, or like with this hairstyle, I drew myself in this hairstyle. A lot of people told me, oh, no, you're going to look dumb, blah, 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 blah. And I drew it. I said, oh, I look cool. So I grew it. And then same thing with the visor. I photoshopped myself with a visor. I had a snapback that I got from South by Southwest that I never wore, so I cut it into like a visor, man. Just to test it out, just to see how it looked. And I was like, I like this. And then
do you still have that?
I do. It's
my favorite thing I've ever heard. Jimmy Fallon did like thank you notes. Like he does this thing on his show called Thank You Notes, right? Yeah. And he said, thank you, visors, for pretty much being a baseball cap with the yarmulke cut out. And I just thought that was like the greatest line ever.
Wow.
I think I said that to you one night.
Yeah.
I was like, that's the greatest line ever, being a baseball hat with the yarmulke cut out. So that's what I always think of when I think of visors. But you know what's weird is that your visor is like a really distinguishable thing about you. Because every time now I see you for the last 2 months or whatever, 3 months, you're always in a visor. And I was like, automatically.
That's Sharif.
That's sheriff with one F. You know what I mean? But I first saw you and Motai first saw you both at the same place at the Debonair Lounge.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Cafe 4212 on a Monday night.
Yes, sir.
Now, you came and you did the showcase, right?
The first. Yeah.
Oh, no,
the first,
it was I think it was a rap showcase. No, yeah, what was it?
It was an overall showcase. Yeah, I think there were singers. No, it was a showcase for sure. But I think it was like one or two singers, but mostly rappers, though.
Yeah.
Mostly rappers, yeah.
And like, what made you reach out to the Debonair Lounge?
Really, I was trying to do a show with another artist, and I was looking for a venue.
Mm-hmm.
And then me and Tay were talking. He told me he has a showcase.
Don't talk to Tay. What does Tay know?
Right, no, you told me to talk to Tay.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. Talk to Tay. If I said it, talk to Tay.
Yeah, so I talked to Tay, and he was like, he's like, he's down. We just need to have a meeting. But in the meantime, he has a showcase. Would you, he asked me, would I like to join? I said, yeah. He's like, oh, it's next week. I was like, okay, cool. And he's like, well, you got to sell 15 tickets. And I already had I had two shows I already had to sell tickets for. So I was really like struggling in my head, like, should I do this? And I was like, well, I need to impress him somehow. so he could take me seriously. So I said, yeah, I'll do it. And then he gave me, he said 15, then he gave me 20 tickets. And then I was like, wow. I ended up selling all the tickets in
you
1 week.
You sold all the tickets.
I sold all the tickets in 1 week. All my people showed up. It was great. And then I performed. And yeah, y'all saw it. So.
I didn't even know that we sold tickets to the showcase.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know we had to sell tickets.
The people who perform, they have to sell tickets.
Oh, wow.
You got to let us know, Tay.
Yeah, Tay. I didn't know that. I was like, sell tickets? What do you mean? Okay, so but I remember seeing you there, and you did this. This you pretty much made love to a microphone stand on stage. You were like dry humping it and then like tonguing it, you know, when the mic was out of the stand.
I was definitely doing all of that.
It was no, but you like the mic stand. And I remember one night there went a mic stand there and you were performing. You're like, I need a mic stand, dude. Yeah. I need the mic stand. Yeah. So like, what is it? Why do you have like this weird feelings for the mic stand?
Because like it's kind of like an artist tool. Like the way I perform, I center my performance around the mic stand, and there's a lot of things that I can't do if I'm holding the mic in my hand. With you know what I'm saying? So I know how to perform without a mic stand, but when I have a mic stand, there's so much more I can do because the mic is right here. It's you know set up, and then I can do a whole bunch more, and then come back to the mic without you know having to worry about anything else. And then my favorite performer is James Brown.
Oh, wow. We were just talking about James Brown in the last interview. Wow.
Yeah.
James Brown. What do you like about Jimmy Brown? Is James Brown the blackest man ever? Like, when I say that, I don't mean, like, skin color. I just mean, like, when you think of a black man.
Yes.
Is James Brown the blackest man ever?
James Brown, he went to prison.
I don't think that's a distinguishable trait of a black man,
you know,
but okay.
But, he went to prison. He can dance.
He can sing.
He can sing.
He's an entertainer. He's funny.
He can sing. He's funny.
He has a perm.
I
was just about to say something about his hair.
He has a perm and what else?
Just when like in a non like racial way, like just whenever I think of like James Brown or a black guy, whenever someone says black man, literally the first person to pop in my head is James Brown. And I just for some reason I'm just like that's just got to be the blackest man ever.
Brad's a racist one. Man.
Brad is definitely racist.
Well, what do you think when you think white man? Who's the first person you think of?
Damn, you because you're here. You're right here.
Well, I would say I'm pretty up there in the white category.
Yeah.
But so you're a James Brown, Michael Jackson fan, which I find strange to be. And we talked about Michael backstage at Warehouse Live a few weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
But I just find it strange that you're a rapper and your two biggest influences are James Brown and Michael Jackson. Why'd you not want to? I mean, you didn't have the ability to carry a melody. Is that the thing?
Actually, I kind of do, but this is how it started. I'm Nigerian. My parents.
So Sharif, your real name?
Sharif, yeah, that's my real name. And my parents didn't really like, you know how people grow up on music, their parents playing music. My parents didn't play any like, you know, American music. They had African music and I didn't like African music. And then I don't remember how I got it, but there was a Moonwalker VHS. Somehow, I didn't know it was Moonwalker at the time. I just thought it was a whole bunch of Michael Jackson videos put together.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I would always watch it as a little kid and dance and do everything. And you know, but my dad always like put into my head that I'm going to be a doctor. So I didn't really try to explore anything. Maybe I could have been a singer if I really tried from a kid. But then one day I picked up, I was at a store and I saw a Ludacris album. And I didn't know what
Which
it was.
Which album?
Back for the First Time.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah, so I saw that and I was like, Daddy, I want this. It just looked cool. And he was like, What is this? I was like, I want it. And we argued for a while. I ended up getting that and Nelly, Country Grammar.
Country Grammar.
So that was my first like.
That was like some two classics.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
You didn't know what they were?
I didn't.
Oh, wow.
Never heard hip hop before? Or?
No.
Picked up some pretty good records.
Yeah, you picked out like two of the most classic albums of all time.
It's crazy.
So you go and you listen to those like what, just like on repeat, like every day, all
when
day?
When I was little, yeah. And especially Ludacris. Ludacris, I thought he was the best rapper at one time.
I mean, I still put Luda in top 10
no,
of
he's,
all time.
No, he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. But now a lot of things have changed, like what type of music I listen to when I matured. When I
Because you got a real De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest vibe coming off of you.
That's
right now.
Funny. I do not. I've never listened to them.
Never.
Ever.
But like, you like, just when I see you, I'm like, me, myself, and I, De La Soul is like the first thing I think of.
Maybe because, like, I was very heavily influenced. Like, my favorite artist of all time is Lauryn Hill.
Okay, cool.
And,
you're speaking to her soul over here.
And now I'm about to really speak to her. So my favorite rapper of all time is Kanye West.
Okay, yeah.
And so I guess like, and then under Lauryn Hill, I got Janelle Monáe and Erykah Badu and Jill Scott. And
you realize most of these are women, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, I like listening to, besides Michael and James Brown, I like listening to women sing. I just don't feel comfortable when men are singing, you know, seductive like songs into my ear, you know?
You know, I never thought about it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know, you got to think sometimes, you know. I
can't really listen to a lot of female. You know what is weird? Because I feel like as a guy, like, I could never just jam, like, women, you know. I mean, I guess that's sexist in a sense, but I could never just jam, like, women all the time.
Yeah.
And then and then Beyonce's album came out, the new one, right? Uh-huh. The Beyonce album, right? Yeah. And it was such an event, right? Because it happened. She didn't say anything about it. It was every video. She just dropped it. Boom. I think it was the day before my birthday, too. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to buy this for myself as my birthday present. So I bought it, and I listened to it. I was like, man, Beyonce's going super duper hard on this, you know what I mean? I'm like, I mean, Drunk in Love, you know, Flawless, all those songs. And I literally was walking around. I was walking around like, I woke up like this, like jamming man. It. And I was like, oh man, I can't sing this aloud.
Yeah, please.
This is strange for me to do. Yeah. I don't lie to my listeners here, but I'm just saying it was a little strange. My girlfriend was looking at me kind of strange, like you woke up like what? Your man had to taught you how to be so goddamn fine? What? I'm like, yes, he did.
You've been drinking anyway. Watermelon.
So that means semen, right?
I think so. When I found that out, I was very upset because my sister was singing that song heavily. So,
no, it's the same thing with me. Like, these little kids are singing it, yeah, but they don't know what it means.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
My sister is too, the same thing. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
that's a little weird.
It's awkward.
Not around me. Yeah.
So, okay, so let me ask you this. Okay, so the drinking watermelon definitely means like swallowing seed, right? Okay,
yeah.
That's what I figured out. Okay, but what is cigars on ice? What does that mean? Do they really serve cigars on ice? I've never
does
seen that.
Does that make sense?
It doesn't. So
because
I'm,
you have to put
I'm thinking,
fire
yeah,
on them
and
too.
Fire and ice don't mix, as we all know. So I'm trying to figure out, what does that mean? Does that mean Jay-Z penis in her teeth? I mean, that's just what I thought off top.
That's what I was thinking,
wow,
too.
Wow.
So I don't know. I don't know what cigars on ice mean.
Wow, I never thought of it that way.
Why are we talking about so much male stuff now? We're talking about a lot of male equipment.
Let's talk about
Let's talk about female equipment. So these were your favorite singers. Okay, the Erykahs, the Lauryns.
They have like a I love melody and I love like soul, like, and I don't know, when I listen to them I just get in like this mode where I'm just like, I can't control myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I don't know how to explain it. I just love their voice. I love the melodies. I love the groove that they have. Like, there's a certain groove to like their music, you know, because it's jazz influenced. So I really, really like that. I'm not too much of a fan of R&B per se.
Yeah.
But like R&B, like
not what they call R&B today.
Especially that.
Yeah.
Yes, that I definitely. It all sounds the same.
I mean, it's essentially pop music, what they call R&B today. I mean,
I wouldn't even say pop music. I don't know what it is now.
Well, I mean, I think it's pop music because I feel like. Like, I mean, the songs that, say, Chris Brown and Usher sing sound just like what the Black Eyed Peas and Justin Timberlake, well, not even Timberlake, but like that kind of, the Justin Bieber's and the, what is his name, Austin Mahoney's of the world and the Ariana Grande, who I find her super attractive. Do you find her attractive?
I find her very attractive. I just don't like her voice too much.
You don't like her voice. I that's what really is a big attraction to me, is her voice.
She sounds like to me, like... She can sing, but it just sounds like...
She sounds like Mariah to me. She sounds like she's a Mariah Carey
Maybe that's why I don't favor Mariah Carey.
I'm not a huge Mariah Carey fan either. I mean, I'm a fan of how she looks, but you know, yeah, not definitely. Her music. Yeah, definitely, yeah. I mean, yeah. You put her up there. You like Mariah? Is she up there on your list?
My list is
who's on your list? Let's break this down. Who do you like?
The first name that came to mind. She's not an artist, but Melissa Ford.
Oh yeah,
man.
Melissa Ford, Canadian. That's that Canadian. That's that sweet Canadian maple syrup. I like it.
Yeah, Melissa Ford and what's that? What's that lady's name that played in Avenger?
Scarlett Johansson.
Yes,
I knew you were gonna say Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
Okay, so she played in Avengers. She played the character Black Widow, right? Yeah, yeah. There was a new movie that came out Lucy. Through Marvel. No, through Marvel Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
I know who you're talking about.
Zoe Saldana.
Yes, she's
now who's hotter? Scarlett Johansson, Zoe Saldana. Damn. We're gonna go Motai first.
I'm gonna go with Scarlett.
Why Scarlett?
I don't know. I like the thickness.
It's racism.
What?
He's being racist again.
Brad's about to fall out of his chair.
No, I'm not. Okay, so who you going with, Sharif?
Man, it's really hard because they're both like fine.
And as hell.
I will say Scarlett has a better body.
Yeah.
By far. But
something about Zoe Saldana is so sexy.
Zoe looks like she'll be like wild.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with Zoe.
Oh, look at that! So Zoe's up there for you too.
Yeah.
Man. Okay, but back to the singers. I'm sorry. We keep getting off track. So you don't listen to a lot of rappers.
I don't. Well, when I'm in my study mode, when I'm like studying the game, I listen to a lot of rappers. But as far as like when I'm it's hard. I don't know. Like I feel like I've studied it so much, and I do it so much that it gets to a point to where I'm just like I start getting headaches when I listen to too much rap.
I understand what you mean by that.
Yeah. So I guess the Erykah Badus, they calm me down, you know, and it's kind of like relaxing for me because you know rap is so like aggressive. You know what I'm saying? Especially because I listen to a lot of Kendrick.
Yeah.
And
let me ask you this about Kendrick Lamar though. Has he, in a sense, started to, I don't know, there was like this huge wave of like Kendrick mania in a sense.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I mean, with anybody, it's going to dwindle down a little bit. Do you find Kendrick Lamar is a slightly, just slightly overrated?
Not at all, man.
No?
Not at all.
Because here's the thing I don't like. As soon as Good Kid, Mad City dropped, everything on Twitter was, oh my God, this album, classic. This is a classic album. Yeah, classic. Kendrick is the greatest of all time.
I didn't agree. Although Good Kid, Mad City was a great album.
Awesome album.
The thing about classics, I do a lot of research and I watch like a lot of people talk about it, like people older than us. They say when the classic albums came out, people weren't really talking about them. Like Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt, I know for sure, like that came out before his career got like huge.
Yeah, that was the first album.
Exactly. Yeah. And that didn't put him on the map. People weren't saying that's a classic. It took a long time.
It took two more albums for anybody to even say, okay, Jay-Z's the man.
Exactly. And then nowadays, you go back to the album, you're like, damn, Reasonable Doubt. You know what I'm saying?
Is the shit.
It's a crazy album.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Nas,
Illmatic.
Yeah. Even though I personally like Reasonable Doubt a whole lot more than
Illmatic. Oh, dude, me too. But I'm more of a Jay-Z guy than I am a Nas person.
Me too.
Like, if I want to go to sleep, I'll put Nas on. You know what I'm saying? Knock right out.
Damn. Hey, it's the truth. It's the truth.
But it's weird because I know he's good. Like, I know Nas is good. It's just when I listen to it, I'm like, this doesn't, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not like, it doesn't capture me.
Yeah. And that's actually what I've been trying to, study for the longest is how to, like, avoid that. Because when I first got started rapping, a lot of people compared me to J. Cole.
Yeah.
And this was like in high school, and I'm sure she remembers this. But like people always compare me to J. Cole, and then, you know, there's this stigma about him that people saying like he's boring.
Yeah, I don't get that though. I'm a big J. Cole fan.
I don't get that either.
Yeah.
But I just definitely don't want that to happen.
You don't
want
to be boring, yeah.
Yeah, so I've been working on a lot of stuff, and although I haven't put out a project in, I want to say, three, four years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the reason why it was because I actually quit rapping.
Like I said, why'd you quit rapping?
I put out a project and I thought that, you know, me being stupid, I was like, you know, if a project is good enough, you put it out, somebody's going to notice you. And then I was like, I'm going to put it out, they're going to notice me, and I'm going to get all this buzz, and I'm going to be like, no, I'm going to turn it down because I want to be a pharmacist like my dad said. So I went to school and found out I could not be a pharmacist.
Why not? It's just too much.
It's not me. I was born an artist. I started drawing at the age of 4. So I.
It's like, funny because I actually know one of your former art teachers, yes. Photography teacher.
Yes, yes.
And it's weird because she came up to me because she works with me at Reality Wrestling, and she was like, "You know Sharif?" And I was like, "You know Sharif?" Like, you seem to not be in the same areas here. She's like, "Oh, he used to be a student of mine," and she said, "You're the most talented student she ever had."
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Thank you. Shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out to Ms. Pontus. Shout out to Danny. She doesn't like me calling her Miss Pontus anymore.
I feel that.
But yeah, yeah. Shout out to Danny. Yeah, she's like one of the coolest teachers at the school. Her and another teacher by the name of Miss Scroggins. They were really cool. But yeah, I started off drawing, and I went to college, and biology wasn't for me. I'm not good at science. I'm real good on the creative side. I have horrible memory, so memorizing all the notes and stuff like that. I can memorize my lyrics, though, but sometimes I forget, and then I end up freestyling while I perform. But
why is it? Okay, so, whenever we perform, I know my stuff. When I'm writing a song, by the time I'm done, it's cemented in my brain, you know what I mean? But Trey, who you know as well, will forget his lyrics like that, like in the middle of a verse. He's just like, oh, I forgot. Time to freestyle. Why is this? Like, why? How come you can't remember the own words you wrote?
I know me personally, sometimes, like, I get so into it, into the performance, that I'm just like, oh, damn, what the hell is going to come next? And then it's just like, a lot of the times I could freestyle.
He can't even think what he wants to say right now.
A lot of times I could freestyle, like, at least, like, 2 or 3 words, and then I'll get back on track. You know what I'm saying? Or, one thing I used to do when I used to have a piano player behind me when I was performing, me and her was like, the chemistry was on point. So if I messed up and, like, let's say I ended a verse too early, and she would just go ahead and start playing the hook, like, and nobody would notice.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? And then so, or if I wanted to run the hook like 5 times just because I saw the crowd really feeling it, she would know and she would just do that. So it's just all a part of, I know I forgot what I was.
See, about. Like, you can't even remember what you're trying to say.
I have bad memory. I blame it on Louisiana. I went to Louisiana and got bad memory.
Man, he went downstairs like 3 or 4 times and he still didn't remember which door it was.
Yep. It's horrible.
I don't even know what he's talking about right now.
He's talking about when trying to find the
door. I thought you were saying I went down. I'm like, hey, Mota, I know what I'm doing here. I mean, I've been here for like, 2 years? How long have we been here? Yeah. Anyway. So you said you hadn't put out a project in forever, 4 years or whatever. Are you working on one currently?
Yeah, I am. I actually started doing music again seriously, last year around, I want to say, June.
Mm-hmm.
I started writing again around April when I was in Louisiana. And then when I finally decided to transfer to University of Houston, I came back and... I started going out to music events and started meeting people, and I found out about Kickback Sundays, things like that, just to get myself out there. And in the process, I have been working on new stuff, but I've been trying to find beats to go with everything.
Ave 11.
Yes.
We're going to call you out on the podcast. Yes. Right? You know what? Let's just do this right here.
Ave is being a light-skinned female right now.
Avery's being light-skinned. Okay, Ave 11 is a producer for Our Band 2011, and he's incredibly talented. The first time I saw you perform, I hit up Ave. I'm like, hey, you need to get with Sharif and work on some stuff. And then we saw him at Houston Press Awards. I introduced y'all to each other. I was like, Ave. This is the guy. Recently, I'm stranded on the highway with a flat tire, and I text Avery. I'm like, hey, I'm on the highway with a flat tire. The only thing I want you to do is text back Sharif. So you know what we're going to do right now? I'm going to text Avery on the air right now. Motai, continue talking to Sharif. I'm gonna text. You know what? No, hold the mic. I'm going to text Avery 11 right now. Avery, comma, you are currently being discussed – on the BG show, period.
This makes me look desperate, man.
No, it makes me look persistent, right? All right, you need to hit up Sharif, and now, hold on, I spelled your name wrong, and now the world knows about it. Okay, there we go. Send. Oh, it was on silent. Yeah. Damn it. All right, anyway. It's all right. It's all right, but it's been sent and delivered. So now Ave 11 knows that. See, sent and delivered.
There it is.
Now Ave 11 knows. You got to hit up Sharif. But okay, so you're working on that, looking for beats. What else?
Yes, sir. Actually, I'm actually working on two projects, actually. I'm just working on getting my performances better. I really, really take pride in my performances.
You're a very great performer. I will put that out there, yeah.
Thank you. Like, I practice on that, like, almost every day. So, that's what I'm working on right now. I'm just trying to get everything straight with my brand and hopefully when everything is, and then also money. You need money to
definitely need money. Out. Yeah,
so I've been working on that too. So once everything gets right, I'm gonna start releasing this new music, and hopefully people take to it. You know,
well, definitely. So let everyone know where they can follow you, where they can find you, all that good stuff.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram and SoundCloud at Soul of Sharif, and Sharif is Sheriff with one F.
That's right, Sheriff with one F.
Yes.
Thank you for coming on the show, sir.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for more stuff. When you have new music, send it over so we can play it here on the show.
Yes, sir.
Ave 11, hit up Sharif.
Yes.
We'll see y'all next week on the Brad Gilmore Show.
We'll make a
on demand.
Picture perfect like the Huxtables, but I'm just trying to figure out if I love you though. Cause you know what they say about your type, off-white, model like, only order salads right. But see, with an accent that's thick as hell, real sweet, with some eyes like you're from Brazil. And well, I can tell that you're feeling this, and in them Louis Vuittons, girl, you be killing it. This is something that I've been on, and your body I can send on. Friend zone, I'm just asking what the fuck is that? You're not trying to fall in love, good luck with that. Cause your mama say better get stuck with that, and your friends say he is where the buzz is at. So, why you trying to act mean, girl, when you know your boy tighter than them skinny jeans, girl. Spit like a list, but I gotta keep it clean, girl. You just gotta try me once, I'm a fiend, girl. Dream, girl. Something like Beyonce ring, girl. Something like Beyonce one day. Maybe a bunch of kids like the Brady. Trying to say the world, why cleft on some Haiti. Lately, baby, I've been thinking I can change for you. Got a boy playing a new game for you.
So let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor. Forgetting what we came for. Cause tomorrow's way too soon.
To the sun, you worked all day, got a little bit done. That's okay, now the night begins. As long as we don't go home tonight, never ends. So, oh, yo, we way past go. Collect 200, now let's head to the show. See your favorite band with a drink in the hand. The way you look at me, it's clear I'm the man. But this ain't about me, this about you. The way you're looking at me is how I'm looking at you. With them cat eye shades, thin little waist, thick gold ass and the lips that taste. Say what you think about, she said nothing. It's easy to see that heart start to pumping, pulse increasing, cheeks start to blushing. But do you wanna be starting some? Mama say, mama sama my kusa. Mama say, mama sama my kusa. Your mama don't like me, daddy wanna fight me. I don't really care, you down or not. We can hop in the truck, drive far away. And with a little luck, maybe you stay in my bed, rest your head, and we can think about the greatest thing.
Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week. Oh,
yeah. Oh, Brian, what have you done?